A light breeze began to fill the room as the shake of curtains awoke me. I could see the sunlight as it shone through the window and through my closed eyes. I knew I'd have to open them to adjust to the light anyway. So I cracked one eye open and began to allow my vision to correct itself. As my sight began to clear, the sunlight revealed the outline of your body. Your long, dark hair rested across your back as you remained sleeping. The sheets on the bed draped across only the small of your back. It was a warm morning, and you had worked your way out of the blankets. I placed my hand under the sheet and started to gently rub your back. Picking my hand up slightly, my fingers began to run across your soft, warm skin in whatever random pattern they chose. After a moment of entertaining myself and enjoying your skin, you let out a quiet moan. No movement. I could tell that you were still very sleepy. I slowed my finger's trace and moved towards the part of your body that prominently stood higher than the rest. My hand darted from your back and ran down the side of your thigh, but made its way to the bottom of your soft, perfect ass. I felt your breathing become more defined as you slightly heaved with my hand on you, opening as wide as I could, so my hand could grab as much as possible. I softly squeezed a handful. And with the release, I would continue to rub your back, sometimes making my way back down to feel the perfect ass, or running along your sides to catch the smoothness of your breast side. After a few moments of trying to make you feel relaxed and caressed, I begin rubbing in between your thighs, spreading one leg away from the other. I lay mine across it, so we can move in closer and feel our bodies touching. Sliding my hand back up towards your pussy, I'm a little shocked that you're already wet. But I'm very pleased. Making sure my fingers are thoroughly moistened, I then begin to rub your clit in a smooth, circular motion. You haven't moved since I gently awoke you. But now, your hips rub against my fingers a little harder. So I apply more pressure and start rubbing my thumb against your dripping hole. Quiet moans are breaking through your heavy breathing as I slip the tip of my thumb inside your tight pussy. You haven't sped up at all. Simply maintain the lazy, constant grind against my now soaked hand. Then your hips raise slightly off the bed, so you can have more control as you rub yourself against me. I grab a small pillow and tuck it beneath your stomach to support you. I don't want you having to work this morning. I want to do everything to you. I kiss your back and shoulders, making my way to your neck. I didn't waste much time kissing around your neck. I straight for your sweet spot. That little corner just below and behind your ear. That spot that almost tickles when it sends a shiver straight down between your hips and always takes your breath from you. But I couldn't kiss it just yet. Just hovered, ever so close. My lips are brushing against the tiny hairs on your neck. And you can feel me breathing. Once I finally pressed my lips against you, your hips momentarily ceased movement, and I could feel your pussy tighten around the thumb that remains inside you. Your body stops moving as you groan. Oh, fuck. Into your pillow. Keep my fingers constantly moving inside you and along your clit as I felt you come into the palm of my hand. As I work towards your ear, I only brush my nose against it and kiss behind it. Then my lips make their way back to that perfect spot. As the rest of my body positions itself between your spread legs. A pillow underneath you raised your beautiful ass to nearly the ideal position. As my hand pulls away, I place my wet fingers on my tongue and taste your sweet juices. My hard cock slides its way underneath to rub against your pulsing clit. The hot pre-cum slides smoothly across the tip as I play back and forth. Your ass starts to shake and jiggle as you try to slide your dripping wet pussy around my solid erection. After two or three attempts, I slide quickly as deep as I could go and just hold it there. Your head lifts up for the first time off the pillow with the sexiest moan of pleasure I have ever heard. I place both hands on your ass and squeeze as I begin to pump my dick inside you. Your face drops back onto the bed and your arms reach out to grab the sheets. There was no hurry. You're still drowsy. I lean forward and grab a hold of each of your hanging tits, switching between squeezing and rubbing every which way until that minute change in your moaning told me what to do. As we fuck slowly, I resist the urge to slap your ass as I always did while pounding you from behind. I know you love it, often asking me to spank you harder, use a paddle, a belt. Finally, I ignore my resistance and lift one open palm off your ass as it bounces back and forth against me with a swift downward smack. I land on your right cheek, leaving a great red handprint across your skin. Oh God, yes, you scream as your back arches. I slap the other side to make it even, and you yell again. With one arm, you reach behind you and push me off you and onto my back. Before I can get comfortable, you're throwing your leg over mine as you straddle me. sit straight up and grind back and forth across my cock before slipping it back inside you. You sat on your knees as I start thrusting. Your hips rotated slightly as you positioned me to fuck your pussy in just the perfect spot. I pump in and out, faster and faster. Your mouth hung open, but no sound came out. My muscles are burning, but I don't stop. I know you're going to come again. And that hot rush comes pouring out around my cock and onto my waist as your orgasm seizes your body. I was able to just slow down, but I kept on pushing inside you to make it last as long as I can. Eventually I'm burnt, and I can't move anymore. You jump off my cock and shove your mouth down on it, with your tongue swirling around the head of my dick. I know I'm not going to last much longer. Look at me. I'm gonna come. I order as our eyes meet. You're so intense, so dedicated, and so slightly sad that it might be over soon. Too soon. The bobbing of your head slows as you slide my cock across your tongue. You want it to last a little longer, pulling it out of your mouth until just the tip remains. You kiss and flick the tip of your tongue across it. With a pop, your mouth releases me as you look up at me again. I see the glistening of your cum and my pre-cum dripping down your chin. As I was starting to finish, your mouth slides back across my soaked cock, and you suck harder than you had before. I jolt upward as my body seizes, and a hot load of cum shoots into the back of your throat. You slowly finish, sucking every last drop from my cock as it slips out from between your shining lips. You crawl up towards me, letting a hard nipple drag across my chest. With a touch of cum left on your lips, you kiss mine. Good morning, you quietly say with a smile. I smile back. Good morning, darling.